This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not for the first time in the past week or so, we're doing a little math with a Mitchell Hartman story. Last week, you might remember, it was second derivatives, a little calculus. Today, it's a little more basic, a simple ratio, 224 to 1. And here's the context. A new report from the Hamilton Project at the Brookings Institution shows that a single white man under the age of 35 has 224 times the wealth as the average single black woman the same age. It also showed, this study did, that going into the pandemic recession, black households held 4% of household wealth in this country, even though they're a bit more than 13% of the population. White households, 60% of the population, had 84% of household wealth. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that is going to have an impact once we get to the other side of this thing.
Gary Hoover is a black man whose father raised a family and worked in a factory in Milwaukee. When his father died in 2008, Hoover says there was a lot of worry in the family.
How we were going to be able to handle expenses.
Clearing his dad's debts and paying for the funeral. Now, Hoover's an economist, department chair at the University of Oklahoma.
It just so happened that, you know, me being a university professor, I was able to cover those final expenses and to take care of some outstanding debt that he left.
But he knows many black families don't have someone like him to step in. Kristen Brody at the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project has been looking at household wealth by race and how disparities make families more resilient or precarious in this pandemic. She says white households inherit more often, and
white people are more likely to own homes and their houses are likely to be worth more.
When the economy bounces back, Gary Hoover says,
there's going to have to be a recovery of income. And then there's going to have to be a recovery of wealth. Given that blacks started out with so fewer assets available to them in their wealth portfolio, it's going to take them even longer to recover, therefore exacerbating the already existing problem.
Which is exactly what happened after the Great Recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.